is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory,
oh,
glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh,
good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I know exactly what you're all doing 11 o'clock these days. You're out there and you're politicking. And everybody's shaking their pom-poms. And one set of people say, well, I don't know what the other people's song is. Keep the fire burning it. Keep the fire burning in my soul. So one set of y'all out there doing that, right? While the other rest of y'all out there singing the Progressive Liberal Party, the BLP marching on the victory, great God. And so while you're doing that, make sure that whether it is the UCP, the UDP, the PLP, or whatever kind of P y'all doing out there, make sure you're washing your hands, make sure you're wearing your mask, make sure you're washing your face, and that you're washing, okay? I have on the line with me, let me firstly say that this show is being brought to you by Dr. Dwayne Sands, the FNM's candidate for Elizabeth, and Frederick McAlpine, the independent candidate for Pine Ridge. But this morning I have with me on the live line, on Zoom I think it is, Ms. Tricia DeVoe, who is the PLP's hopeful for the constituency of Bamboo Town. Now let me say that I live Bamboo Town adjacent, and so my eye is on Bamboo Town. I live in the great constituency, and I don't know why we always say the great constituency of, but in keeping with the language and the lingo, I live in the great constituency of South Beach, and it is the next door neighbor to Bamboo Town. And as a matter of fact, sometime in the past, there were members of parliament of Bamboo Town and South Beach that said, anything that affects Bamboo Town affects South Beach. And anything that affects South Beach affects Bamboo Town. South Beach and Bamboo Town are one. We together, you know. That was Fenton Nemor, I think, in the election of 2012, was it? Yeah. So because that is the case, because that has generally been the tune, and he was talking about Brandon McCartney at the time, I particularly like to always keep my eye on Bamboo Town because South Beach and Bamboo Town are one. And I'm so happy to have with me this morning Ms. Patricia DeVoe, who, again, like I said, is the PLP's hopeful for the Bamboo Town constituency. Ms. DeVoe, good morning. Are you there? Is she there?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am
good morning, Bahamas, and a special hello to my people of Bamboo Town.
Well, you sound very strong this morning. How are things in Bamboo Town?
Listen, Mr. Miller, mm-hmm. Things couldn't be better. We're moving around. We're hearing the concerns of the people. We're fulfilling on a lot of commitments that we have made. And also, you know, I feel like we're winning. It's a new day. And Bamboo Town is going to be in the fold come September 16th.
That is great. Now, I see you are running a type of campaign that I particularly like. I call it the homegrown campaign, which is that I was born there, I was raised here, and I ain't going nowhere campaign. How is that resonating with the people there in Bamboo Town?
Listen, that is a plus for me because I can safely say this. What benefits them and Bamboo Town benefits me. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I live there mm-hmm. it only means that I am going to pay particular attention to my people. And I call them my people because this is our Bamboo Town.
Yeah.
And it's about them. And I want to see Bamboo Town pushed and succeed in a way like never before. Mm-hmm. As I move around Bamboo Town, Levan, from strength to strength, I can see that we have regressed mm-hmm. as a community. And we need to progress. And mm-hmm. that is why I'm pushing and saying to them, it is time for one of your own to step forth and represent.
Mm. Now, I see you have a bit of a background in national security. But for all intents and purposes, there are some people that may not be intimately aware of who exactly is Patricia DeVoe. When you introduce yourself, not just to the people of Bamboo Town, but also to the people of the Bahamas who may be listening and wherever else in the world they are listening, if you had to, in a very short way, tell us, who is Patricia DeVoe?
Well, I can safely say this. My name is Patricia DeVoe, mm-hmm. and I'm the daughter of two wonderful family islanders hailing from Cat Island and Long Island.
Okay.
And I am a mother to a wonderful daughter. And I can safely say that, listen, Bahamas, I know about public service. Mm-hmm. And I've been a part of the public service for 30 years of my life. Mm-hmm. And so public service is not new to me. So this is just now fulfilling and pushing forward to bring public service to the forefront. Mm-hmm. And I can say this too, Levan, if I can say to the Bahamas that women like me, we don't often make it to frontline politics. We are normally persons that serve from the back mm-hmm. because, you know, I don't have all of those accolades behind my name. Mm-hmm. But what I did mm-hmm. do is I worked hard for everything that I've achieved in life. Mm-hmm. And when I wanted to do a degree, I had a child first. So I know about the single mom drama. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, I had to stay home and I had to educate myself mm-hmm. and I had to work hard to get where I am today. Mm. And I safely say to women in this country, it's not how you start, it's definitely how you finish.
So you would consider yourself then a grassroots, bottom-up kind of politician then?
I am a grassroots, bottom-up. And anything that comes from the bottom-up, Levan, you know that's progress. Mm-hmm. Because I'm afraid of the ones that come from the top and trickle down. Mm. That's regress. Mm. And that's what we have now. Mm. So Bamboo Town is going to get progress because I know what it is to come from the bottom up mm-hmm. and reach to where I am today. And that's how I'm going to be. That's the kind of candidate I am. And that's the kind of member of parliament I am going to be to Bamboo Town.
Now, in the Bahamas, we have an interesting way that we do politics, right? So the member of parliament is expected to be the legislative representative. But uh-huh. but he or she is also expected to be the community representative. And so
yeah.
I always say that there are things that the people in the community expect from a member of parliament on a community level, but also mm-hmm. on a legislative level. Tell us then, what is the two most paramount things to do at a community level in your mind?
Well, let me tell you this. At a community level, mm-hmm. the people of Bamboo Town, I could tell you, let me take off my hat as a politician. Let me talk about me being a resident now because I was born and raised there. Mm-hmm. First of all, we need to clean up Bamboo Town. Bamboo mm-hmm. Town is filthy. Mm-hmm. And in order for us to do this, and when you have a clean environment, Mr. Miller, mm-hmm. you have to talk about impacting and enhancing the lives of the constituents there. And so if you have a clean Bamboo Town, you're going to have a better Bamboo Town. Mm-hmm. And second of all, from a community prospect, they want all that is affordable to them. So when you talk about pinpointing two, that's hard for me to do because mm-hmm. Bamboo Town has been deprived and starved of so much. Mm-hmm. I can't even pinpoint the top two because everything is there. But I know that employment and crime is a heavy factor for them. And so that is large on the list, because when I talk about 30% of my community itself coming out of the hotel industry, the massive majority of them, they're furloughed. And so they're looking now for us to create a new day for them. And when we talk about this new day, we're talking about empowering them and getting our people back to work.
So
that is why I'm a part of this Brave Davis-led government that is coming on in a couple of days, because I know that we have a plan and we have an action plan. We have an economic plan. And in the coming days, you're going to see us bring out our blueprint. Mm-hmm. And so we have a plan. We have a plan, Mr. Miller. We have a plan to push this country forward.
So at a macro level, you want to give the people of Bamboo Town a cleaner living and dwelling place. That is one thing. And the second thing you said is that you want to see if you can cause there to be greater thrust towards employment, particularly because 30% of the people that live in your community are furloughed or hotel furloughed workers. You also talked a bit about crime, though. I tell you, I've spent a lot of my life, a lion's share of my life, in the southern corridor of Nassau. Mm-hmm. And as a child, I frequented Bamboo Town a whole lot. Yes. Crime and criminality, though, I've never hinged that to the Bamboo Town experience. Could you kind of tell us a little bit more about your community crime concerns?
Well, my community crime concerns, we're talking about like home invasions. We're talking about housebreaking. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, I live across the street from a convenience store. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, robbery, armed robbery, that exists and right there in Bamboo Town. Mm-hmm. And so crime is an element there. And my concern is this. Bamboo Town has almost 6,000 voters. And that means that we have over 2,000 homes and apartment complexes when we count doors. We are very near to 3,000 doors. And then we have South Beach. Mm-hmm. And that's another multiplication. And then we have Pinewood. Mm-hmm. And I'm just talking about proximity. Mm-hmm. But then we have one police station. Mm-hmm. South Beach or Southeastern Police Station.
Right.
And how can 30, maybe 40 men and women, and I applaud them, really man that kind of layout? Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I can speak for Bamboo Town. We're very densely populated. Mm-hmm. I can almost go in my yard and stretch my arm and I'm into my neighbor's yard. Mm-hmm. So I'm just talking about the tight pockets and what exists in Bamboo Town. And crime is real. And I had one constituent say to me, and they live through the corner just opposite the station, and which one I share with my brother Barker's role. One side is I'm on the right side and he's on the left side.
Zion Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. And I can safely say this to you, sir, that there was a constituent that said to me, Mr. Fo, I had a situation at my house and I was out in the road on my phone, on my cordless phone, and I was saying to them, listen, I need help. And they said, the return was, we don't have any cars. Mm-hmm. So the gentleman said, but I'm just looking at this station. I can standing in the road here, and I can look and see the station is visible to me. Mm-hmm. But the officer did not have a vehicle to come out. So I'm saying all of this to say, we need more manpower on the police force, and we need more, if only substations, because What we're encountering in these particular constituencies, Bamboo Town, Pinewood, and South Beach, and everything is different. You know, I don't know, I can't speak to all of the other constituencies, but I can safely speak to Bamboo Town.
Sure.
We need more manpower, and we need more representation as it relates to us having safety and security in those particular pockets.
I see you have a background in national security. I think you worked along with the Ministry of National Security itself. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Tell me a little bit
I spent many years, 30 years of my life in the public service and via the Ministry of National Security. Mm-hmm. Most of those years I spent moving around in various capacities in the police stations as a public servant. I worked in administration. Mm-hmm. And for 21 of those years, I spent directly working in the Drug Enforcement Unit, and I want to say hello to them this morning because those officers, they work extremely hard. And I have all the police officers that I've worked with that, that are working hard, and they do a remarkable job. But what I'm saying is we need more. And I know about the demise. I know about sitting in police stations, and we have shortages of just paper. Can you imagine that? Pens and paper, common things that we should have full access to. Mm-hmm. And we depend upon the government to bring these things in. And sometimes we're short. We come up short. And they know what I'm talking about. I know what it is to carry tea and coffee in my bag. And I know what it is to carry, I can say down to our personal effects like toilet paper because we have always been short. And those things should never happen to men and women who serve and who are serving at that capacity. And who are, and I call them frontline workers because just like the doctors and all of the nurses and all of those in healthcare, our police officers have to go into these homes and oftentimes they have one-on-one contact. So they're frontlining too. And so I have, I'm saying that I have a deep concern for them. And so that's a passion of mine, you know? And so I want to see better for them and I want to fight. And we want to talk about training. Training is a serious, at a serious disadvantage in the police force. How it is throughout all of the defense force and other uniform services. But I could say in the police force, we need to do more and they need to push more because at a government level, we need to recognize that these men and women have to work like they're on the world stage, you know? So the U.S., they push their police officers all over the on a global effect. So why are we not doing it here in our country? But we expect them to be locking people up for pulling down paraphernalia and other petty politics. But we have crime that is so high. That's the things that they need to be paying attention to.
I know you're...
I've had people pull down my posters as well. You don't see me calling in the police station
because
and,
they're
and putting in complaints and carrying people to court. That's a waste of time.
Yeah.
What about all of these home invasions? What about rape? What about murder? They're the things that these men and women need to be concentrating on, not petty politics.
Yeah. I know that your constituency is an interesting one, right? You have Bamboo Town, that is the name of the constituency, but Bamboo Town is made up of more than just Bamboo Town, right? So this Bamboo Town proper, you know, which is the old, I think it's Dorset Estate. And then you jump across East Street in an interesting fashion. Your constituency jumps across East Street into Kennedy. And I think the issues around there are mildly different. I don't know if crime and criminality is as big an issue in that area as flooding is. I the corner of Action Auto comes directly to my mind. I know that that is in the Bamboo Town constituency. And I know that during the heavy rain seasons, it is even difficult to offer search and rescue in that area. Do you have Do you have a plan for flooding in the Bamboo Town area?
Well, of course I do. I've worked very closely with Mr. McIntosh, who's also a colleague of mine. He's running for MyCal, and he is a very, very, very renowned engineer. And I've sat with him and I talked about the pockets that flood. And flooding is a serious issue all over Bamboo Town. We have a pocket there in Kennedy, right directly opposite the park, that floods. We have flooding on the main thoroughfare of Soldier Road. We have flooding through Malcolm Road, you know? So it exists. It's a problem that is created for us all over. And the drainage is a situation in our community. And I have so many constituents that have told me, Mr. Vo, for the longest time, we've been crying out almost upon deaf ears for proper drainage. You know, I have had senior citizens say to me, my home has been flooded, you know, oftentimes. Just in Seven Hills the other day, I showed some, you know, the media, the concerns about the drainage. Now, they said that they had a drainage exercise that was conducted in Bamboo Town. I say that that drainage exercise did not benefit all of us in Bamboo Town because still to date, I can go and I can locate drainages that were not cleaned. I have an area in the back of, off of Victoria in the back called Bamboo Boulevard, Bamboo Estates. Let me say that to you. It's a new estate. new homeowners, and they say to me, their number one problem is flooding. Mm. They showed me two drainage systems. Mm. They need more. Mm. So I know that I have to create a new day and a new way for them. So what am I going to do? I'm going to dig proper drainage systems. I've already located a gentleman, and he and I are in constant contact. And I start, and I can tell you right now, I'm in the process of digging a proper drainage system. I just have to get all of the approvals necessary to have that dug, to bring relief. You know, the lady, I had constituents that go inside and come back out, Mr. Vo, look at this. We have rain boots because this is the way, this is way of life for us. During the hurricane season, we don't know what to expect. And so I have to change the mindset of our people. I have to change the way they live. And so, yes, the drainage system is a big problem. And yes, we have a solution to that. And yes, we are going to bring change and comfort to our people in terms of having those drainage systems addressed.
We have about 4 minutes left. What then, that is your community aspiration. Is there anything that stands out to you legislatively? Is there something you are, let me say this, this is the obvious, you are a woman in politics at a time when the world is crying out for greater inclusion of women. And you are, for all intents and purposes, what they would consider the working class woman, the blue-collared woman, the public servant. I get it. What are the legislative things that causes you concern that you believe are both important to yourself, but equally is important to the people in your community?
Well, let me tell you this. I have large pockets of what we call foreign nationals, okay?
You would be talking, this would be off of Blue Hill Road up in the, what is the name of that subdivision?
You would be surprised. They exist all over.
Okay.
They are all over. Domingo Heights, Gamble Heights.
Gamble Heights,
All over.
Yeah.
And I could say to you this. Those children, they know no other place but this country called the Bahamas. They are Bahamians, and some of them are now adults. It grieves my heart, especially when I walk up, and I'm seeing it, and I'm talking about real-life situations. When I walk up to adult children, and I'm talking about ages 19 and 21 and 25, who say to me, Mr. Vo, I'm asking them for support. And they say they can't support because they don't have any documentation. So I said, what do you mean you don't have any documentation? They've never had a passport. You know, they just exist in this country. And they are residents and they are citizens of this country. We have to find a place in legislature for them.
And so,
because
and,
they are Bahamians.
And so,
it's not their fault. And they are now adults. Adults
one of the
living
things,
in this country.
One of the things that
and
we can
wanting to exist in this country, and they want to not just exist. They want to live regular lives. They want to get jobs. They want to own things. They want to have own homes. They want to have families of their own. But it's nothing here for them. They're just existing. They're just like strangers in a place called the Bahamas that they know to be their home. So I want to create something for them. I want to see them for who they are because they're Bahamians. So we have to create something for them. I have to be an advocate for them. And you know, because I am a woman, I'm going to mother Bamboo Town and I'm going to nurture it. And I'm going to make sure that they get everything that is due to them because we've been neglected, Mr. Miller. We've been at all fronts. Nobody is crying out for us. You know, it's next time for the poor people. But I live amongst the most resilient people called Bamboo Town. And I can tell you this, poverty is the biggest pandemic outside of COVID-19.
Wow.
And I can tell you this safely, Mr. Miller, that poverty exists in Bamboo Town today.
Bamboo Town enjoys the luxury of a senior member of the cabinet, though, Mr. Vo. Are you saying that even with that influence at the highest level of governance, Bamboo Town has still not been able to realize the might of a government? Is that what you're saying to me?
I am saying exactly that. We have now sitting a sitting member who have enjoyed the luxury of not just in the place of health, Minister of Health, he has held several portfolios mm-hmm. as a cabinet minister.
Right. He's even been parliamentary secretary in the Ministry of Works at one point.
Well, I'm not talking about when he was a PLP, but when he was a PLP, I can say this to you. Yes, he held a parliamentary level there for us. Uh-huh. But he did some work for Bamboo Town. I won't take that from him. He did some stuff. He did while he was in Ministry of Works, he did pave some roads, he did do some stuff. But how many lives did he really, really touch over the past, let me say, 6 years? Let's go there. I won't use up all of his time. Mm-hmm. These people feel untouched. Mm. I can't walk into a home and say hear anybody saying that Mr. Wells impacted my lives, my life. But what I can say this is safely say is this, Mr. Miller. I've had several homes that have said to me, we have never met Mr. Wells. We've never seen him before. We don't even know who he is. Mm. And after almost 10 years, I cry shame.
Yeah.
Something is very wrong with that.
Okay.
Very wrong with that. You can't play politics with people. The Bohemian people are tired of that.
Yeah.
They're looking for somebody who's going to come in and who's going to take care of the community. You know, they tell me all the time, Mr. Vole, we ask two things of you, accessibility and availability to us.
And you promise them.
And
back.
After that, please be honest and truthful. Mm. If you can do, you can help us, say that you can help us. If you cannot, say you cannot. Do not lie to us.
Mm.
And I don't think that's a tough act to follow.
Okay.
I think that is something easy for me to do.
Okay.
So that's not saying this, I'm not withstanding this, but I'm saying this, Mr. Miller, we have to get it right.
Yeah.
People are tired. And people are frustrated. And that is why we had so much persons who are saying that we are undecided voter because we just don't know which way to turn. But I can tell you this too. I have turned many heads and many persons who were supporters of the other side. They are now going with Patricia.
All right.
Because they know that I am going to do what I'm saying to them that I am going to do.
Wow.
And I've already started doing what I say I'm going to do. I'm not just waiting to be elected, you know. I see things that need fixing now, Mr. Miller, and I am fixing it. I'm cleaning up. I'm going to be clearing drains. I'm going to be doing all that is necessary. I've even helped persons get employment based on influences. So I'm doing what is necessary. I can't do it all because I'm on the opposing side, but I can tell them if they elect me and put me in as their member of parliament on election day, they will see change that they've never seen before. The PLP has promised transformational change, and we've promised modernization. They're two things that I often preach about, and I want to be a part of that process because I want Bamboo Town to experience that transformation, and I want them to experience that modernization. And most of all, I want them to experience the impact that is going to be all over this country when the Progressive Liberal Party is reined in as the new government of this country.
All right. Well, I am pulling for you. I always like homegrown talent. You know, I like when the member of parliament is capable and able to say without a fair, reproach that I don't visit my constituency. I live among the people that I represent. I think that is always an ace to have, Mr. Vaughan. And so I will be pulling for you. Let me just give you a quick recap. I'm talking to Patricia DeVoe. She's the candidate for the Progressive Liberal Party and hopeful in Bamboo Town. She's the daughter of a Kent Islander and a Long Islander. And she says, she says that the people in Bamboo Town need a cleaner community and an opportunity at employment. Since many of them have found themselves furloughed in the hotel industry, she wants to do all that she can to use her influence to ensure that those people find opportunity and a brighter day under the Progressive Liberal Party. She says to the people who are concerned about her legislative agenda, she is somebody that is going to be an advocate for the rights of people born to parents that are irregular. And she wants to see if she can do everything she can with her influence at a legislative level to ensure that they correct that. She's going to be open, accessible, and honest. And that is the promise that Patricia DeVoe gives you if she is elected or when she is elected as your Progressive Liberal Party Member of Parliament. Mr. DeVoe, before you leave, can you just give us your contact so that the people that are listening and want to get in contact with their possible next Member of Parliament, how do they reach you?
Well, I'll say this to them. I have two locations in Bamboo Town, mm-hmm. one directly in Kennedy Subdivision.
Are you big
in the
time?
Kennedy
you have two constituency offices?
Two constituency offices,
time.
Sir.
Go on.
Not one, two. And I have two because I have a big pocket to fall and I want everybody to have access to me. Mm-hmm. Accessibility and availability. Remember that?
Okay.
And so I have two locations. One in Kennedy Subdivision Plaza. The number there is 323-0808. And I'm also in the Bethel's Trucking Plaza. Mm-hmm. And that's on East Street South. And I'll give you a landmark. That's where the Kentucky Fried Chicken on East Street South is located. I'm three doors down from Ultra Games. And both doors are open and available to you. And my telephone contact, my cell, my personal cell that I won't throw away the chip once I win is 557-0804. Call me. I know I haven't seen everybody as yet. I'm getting to you. I'm getting to those doors. And I'm saying to you, my name is on the ballot. Call me election day in another 14 days on the 16th of September. Vote for Patricia DeVoe and the Progressive Liberal Party. We're going to be the change you need.
Thank you very much, Mr. DeVoe. You've been wonderful.
Thank you.
All right. So that's been Patricia DeVoe we've been talking to. We're going to take a small break. You know who this is. I'm Levin Miller. My name isn't on a ballot. Unless, Kermit, you think they can let me get in? What if I decide I'm going to go now? I feel like I could win it from here, you know. If they let me go now, I feel like I could win it from here. What y'all feel? Levin Miller in South Beach. I still want to y'all, you know. That's what my slogan was to Ben Kermit. I still want to y'all, you know. Don't move. I've got more show on the next side of the break.
Hello, Bahamas. My name is Dr. Dwayne Sands. I was born and raised in Centerville, in the heart of the valley, Nassau, Bahamas. I'm a proud Bahamian. I've been fortunate to represent the great people of Elizabeth for the last 5 years. It has always been my dream to serve my country, and I have been involved in the political process on the front line since 2009. I am very, very proud of the support of my family who have been with me from the beginning and who are still with me to this day. In particular, my wife, Larika, and all of my children, and actually there's quite a few of them. I'm actually a cardiovascular surgeon. What that means is I take on the sickest people with the biggest problems every day. And so for me, the political process to deal with the challenges facing our country is pretty much par for the course. It's what I do every day. I am happy to be a part of the great team of the Free National Movement under the leadership of Dr. Hubert Minnis. We are indeed Elizabeth Strong.
This has been a paid political announcement by the FNM candidate for Elizabeth.
Tips for keeping children healthy. Ensure that children are up to date with their vaccinations, including the flu vaccine. Make sure that your children practice preventative actions such as proper hand washing. Teach them to cover their nose and mouth with tissue or the inner elbow when coughing or sneezing. Encourage them to keep their hands away from their eyes, nose, and mouth. Explain that they should keep their distance from persons who are coughing and sneezing. Keep your children home when they are sick.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Voted for my McAlpine, and I approve this message.
This has been a paid political announcement by the independent candidate for Pine Ridge.
Morning blend business.
The economy.
Finance.
Business.
Industry.
Government sector. Private sector.
Financial services.
Tourism.
Personal finance.
Investing advice.
Consumer issues. Consumer rights.
Trends and business opportunities.
Morning Blend Business, following Morning Blend every weekday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for staying with me. It's Levin Miller. That means I'm unleashed on your radio, and then that means it's somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I have to do this. So I have, for a long time, said that I didn't know anybody that had lost their life to COVID. That isn't the truth. I know Livingston Pratt. He has suspected to have lost his life to COVID. But I think I've gotten the first actual confirmed COVID death, right? Because I think Livingston's was still under investigation. But yesterday, I lost somebody that has been, and I hadn't thought about how woven into the fabric of my life they were. I have few memories in my life that are excluded or excluding this person. They have been around quite a long time. And I have to say that they have been, For whatever it is worth, the greatest Christian servant that I can recall in my mind. She was a woman that was devoted to her God and to her community church. She was someone that gave her all, that completely adored the leadership of her church, that completely adored the people of her church, that ensured that at every turn she gave not only of herself, but of her assets to her church and to the development of the community around it. She poured her life's work into ministry. And even when her body became frail, she still found a way to ensure that she was able to contribute in time and in talent to a ministry she loved in a community that she loved. And I imagine that the people of the Born Again Deliverance Ministries at the Ponciana Arena on Fox Hill, Bernard Road, that is. The people of Montel Heights and the people down at Sandilands Rehabilitation Center will all grieve today for the life of Leota Sands. She has been a very quiet woman with very little to say, but a very effective human being, someone that made the planet and the world and the Bahamas a better place, simply because she existed. Her existence alone has added value to the place we call home, that is planet Earth. And for whatever it is worth, she wasn't, because she's no longer here, much in structure, a very little woman, about 5'1", with a very soft-spoken voice, yet she has impacted the lives of thousands of people throughout her 20 or 25 years sojourn in ministry. And one of the greatest stories I have in my mind of takes me back somewhere around 2004. I was about 19 years old at the time. I had never driven in the United States of America, and I told this story at my father's funeral. And I got to the airport in Fort Lauderdale, Kermit, and my dad had this thing where he believed in making me do things that I had never done before, because his whole thing was, if you have a brain and the next man have a brain, then what makes the next man brain better than yours? And so I landed in Fort Lauderdale, and I got a call from my dad, who was in Jacksonville, and he said, well, I need you to bring these people to Jacksonville. I'd never driven in the United States of America in my entire life, and GPSs were not a thing. And I got into the van. The people had no clue that I would be driving. I had no clue that I would be driving, and we took the road. My dad said, get on the 95 north, and don't get off the 95 until you hit Jacksonville. I said, well, that sound easy enough to follow. Well, let me tell you, we got into the van, and of course, Leota convinced me. If you know her, she is a woman that loved food and loved preparing food. It was her life's work. It was her ministry. And she convinced me to stop to a Walmart that wasn't on the 95. And so we went to the Walmart, and we got back onto the 95. And as a 19-year-old boy that had never driven in America, I got lost, right? And after hours of driving, realizing that I was lost, I thought to myself, well, Jesus, I wonder if anybody else in here know that I lost. Because I dead lost, right? And sometime around the wee hours of the morning, about 1 o'clock that morning, because we landed on the last flight into Lauderdale, Leota pitches up out of her sleep, and she says, the spirit tell me we lost. And I remember thinking to myself, boy, Leota, you and the spirit dead, right? Because I was very lost. And needless to say, we found our way to Jacksonville. I got there. My dad said, I told my dad, he asked, how was the drive? I told him, I said, well, outside of me, Leota, and the Holy Spirit, nobody else knew I was lost, because I was lost for quite a bit. And so he told me, he said, well, next time Leota tell you the spirit tell you we lost, you tell the spirit come drive. Other than that, sit down and don't say nothing. And so that is my greatest memory of all. She will forever be remembered and missed. And I want to play this song as a tribute to her. I think that she's worth it in my mind. You may not know her, but if you do know her, because I think she's touched so many people, Leota Sands from Montel Heights, an employee at the Sandilands Rehabilitation Center, it has done everything I imagine God wants Christian people to do on planet Earth. And so to Leota and the Sands family, this is my tribute to you.
Just want to make it to heaven. Just want to make it in. Oh, I just want to cross that river.
My Lord,
I want to be free from sin. Oh, oh, I just want my name written. Oh, Lord. Written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Yeah, yeah. And when this life is over, woo! Just wanna have eternal life, Lord. Oh, I wanna hear you say,
and so if we were in a good Church of God church, I believe at some point here, the preacher would stand up and say, and when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we shall sing and we shall shout the victory. All right, so the phone lines are open. Y'all can finish talking to me. I spoke to Patricia DeVoe earlier. Let me say that I watched the Free National Movement's rally last evening. And it's interesting. I find, much to my chagrin, that I'm having a difficult time watching my friend and mentor, Jeffrey Lloyd. I don't know if that is the kind of language or the kind of rhetoric that I intend or had hoped that I would hear from him. I love the man so much. I think I think someone with the linguistic ability of Jeffrey Lloyd could take me a little deeper. And I don't necessarily know if I appreciate the name calling and the referring to people as hapless and that kind of stuff. And it's just not what I want. It is, and it's the same tone from Mr. Bannister. It's just not at all what I thought I would hear from people that I know have the ability to communicate, right? So when I go in the Grove around my friends at the Watering Hole, who, let me say, I hear y'all have all kind of promotions going on down there. I hear there are two inspectors. I hear my other friends at the other local community watering hole that I have ambassadorial duties for over at the round table. I hear we got one chief superintendent over there. So I know one thing. Rank don't stick until you wet it. Tommy, Mackie, Bull, you know. Rank don't wet till you stick it. I mean, don't stick until you wet it. So I'm going to come over there. Rank don't stick until you wet it. I'm going to come over there and help you all wet the rank on the two side to make sure it could stick to your uniform. But back to Mr. Lloyd and Mr. Bannister. And again, if they continue with this rhetoric, I'm going to use one of his words. I learned this from Jeffrey Lloyd. I imagine that the defeat will be ignominious if they continue down this pathway. But I want to give you some words from Sir Lyndon Penlyn. I played it earlier last week. And I want to remind you that this is what Sir Lyndon said almost 50 years ago about what he had hoped politics in the Bahamas would mature to, of what he hoped people in the Bahamas would mature to. And I'm telling you, I do not see that in the rhetoric that is our politics 2021. Sir Lyndon Penlyn.
Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Wait on the Lord, and he shall strengthen thine heart.
We need the Lord in our politics to ease the tension, to lessen the bitterness, to stop the lies, and to lower the voices. We need the Lord to teach us that the politics of bigotry, slander, intimidation, and sexism are wrong and have no place in our Bahamas. We need the Lord to keep us one family and one nation, regardless of our political affiliation or point of view. Don't you think it's time politicians in the Bahamas stop calling each other names? Don't you think it's time we politicians stop slandering each other and dragging people's names through the mud? Don't you think it's time people who seek positions of power and influence in our society first lower their voices, then tune their language, and then demonstrate basic manners? Don't you think it's time for politicians to be civil to one another during the proceedings of the House of Assembly? After all, civility costs nothing. And don't you think it's hypocritical to denounce old friends, to curry favor with new ones? Don't you think it's time politics in the Bahamas matured and that intelligence and common courtesy became key features of our daily discourse?
Too many of us have lost our way. Far too many of our youth are languishing in the clutches of hopelessness and despair. Too many of our children are bent on cruising down Easy Street, oblivious to the bells of nation building that beckon them. Too many, far too many of our young people have lost their self-respect and respect for each other. Very little is sacred anymore. We have transformed our roads and parks into garbage wastelands. We have allowed our family structure to go haywire. We have learned how to prosper, but not how to tolerate one another. Forgive each other, redeem each other, and move on.
In the Western Bahamas, there is unrest. The unrest which carries blame for the continent to the west. It has the most fertile soil in the Bahamas. It is richly endowed with freshwater resources. It sits on the richest fishing grounds in the nation, and it guards the shipping lanes to and from Florida. Unrest will hold the future of our country in time.
Still help somebody as I pass along. If I can still cheer up somebody with a word of song,
If I can still show somebody where he's traveling wrong, then my living will not be good.
Thank you for all that you've done to me. Thank you for all that you've given me. Thank you for the hands that you have loaned to me over 44 years. God bless you. And as I said, God bless the Bahamas. Long live the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
And so that is a collection of speeches by Sir Lyndon Pinling, but primary among the language that I think is most interesting is when the Prime Minister former says, don't you think it is time that we take slander and intimidation and sexism out of our politics? Don't you think they have no place here? We are one family, man. We are one nation. It's time for us to stop calling names. It's time for us to stop the slandering. It's time for us to stop dragging each other through the mud. We need to lower our voices, change our language, and then change our manners. We've learned as a nation to prosper, but we've not learned how to tolerate one another. Don't you think it's time? I do not want to hear the language that I hear. I do not want to hear the things that I am hearing. I do not care about some of the nonsense that I hear going on. I condemned the video the other day with the candidates from the Progressive Liberal Party. And I apologize that you all think that I am a PLP. I say to you emphatically, though, that I am an I for Tanya FNM. And it is with that in mind that I say that the kind of politics that I see is distasteful and embarrassing and beneath our ability to debate and to comprehend. And I want the politicians, no matter which one of the parties they are aligned with or assigned to bring the debate a little higher. I don't care about the slander. Take it to the courts. Let the courts decide who is corrupt and who is not. I need a plan for a better future and a brighter day. That is all I care about. All right? And if you can do that, maybe we'll have some Bahamas here left for when my children decide they want to have children. Anyway, that's my time. I'm Levin Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I've been unleashed on your radio. I don't hear my music yet. But Guardian is your station for fresh news and smart talk. So stay with them because they've got, there it is. They've got the news for you, and that's next. Bishop Hall, I may run. Just to send a shout out to you, sir. I may run. I think I could catch them from here, you know, Kermit. If I go now, Jeff older than me and Barker's tall. Tall fellas can't run. I might be able to outrun them. I'll think about it. Y'all have a good day.
Glory, glory,
oh,
glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon. Formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women.